Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to this show, the Pomp and Joe Show, every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Donnie Football in for Pomp and Joe. Austin Bechtold, our buddy City Limits, is behind the glass. Austin, that's another place that I need to get out to, the Baseball Card Castle.
I've been there plenty of times.
I got to see the general.
Great man, great place. Seriously, cannot say enough good things about just who the general is and the empire that he's built up. You see, he obviously has a partnership with us. You could see him on the Pirate broadcast, too. Like, the play of the game is brought to you by Baseball Card Castle. So the general is a wonderful man, and you should go up and visit him.
Yeah, I mean, it might have to wait. I'd be, like, very overstimulated if I went in there. I mean,
it's overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, it'd be cool. I would love it. I might have to wait on purchasing things, I think, until I get down the road and, like, have a house and hopefully have a man cave. I have way too much stuff as is.
Like, hopefully you have a man cave. You're definitely going to have a man cave.
It's going to be a requirement.
Yeah.
I need to have some sort of basement to work with. It doesn't have to be finished. It could be, it could be a basement that just like has like regular like cement floor. Throw a couch down there. If I can put stuff on the walls and put up a TV, I'm good to go. But I just have too much stuff already that I don't have up because I get pushed to the garage for all of my sports belongings. So,
oh, you got to see the picture that I just sent you of the basement that has basically taken 5 years for me to be able to put together. It's still sending right now, but between the jerseys that I have and a nice little Clemente sign that I have of baseball cards and a little sign of PNC Park, and we have some lighting over top of it as well.
Is this the Ray Bechtold man
this
cave?
This is the Austin Bechtold man cave. At Ray Bechtold's house,
but this is nice.
This is my man cave of my creation of jerseys that I've collected and pictures that I have bought over the years and stuff like that. It's pretty sweet.
I only have one weird complaint. You might be able to guess what it is. I love all the stuff and all of the jerseys.
Yeah.
I have a weird thing where it like bugs me. It makes me twitch a little bit when I see a jersey of a player that like never wore that jersey. It's like the Mazeroski one you have.
Yes.
That's like more of a newer era Pirates jersey. I know
Correct.
He's worn that in like, like the reunion things. But like when you see, like when I see a Joe Green Steelers jersey and it has like the numbers and everything, like it's a jersey that you would see today, it kind of like bugs me out.
No, I understand that. Like, it does look like an older style jersey, but it does have that newer age flair to it.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a great jersey.
Right.
Shout out my guy, Don.
And a great
jersey.
Great player, Mazeroski was.
That was one that I've always wanted in my basement. I always wanted was Maz.
Oh, I mean, he is the single, well, I guess we can't say over Franco, but it's right up there. I mean, it won the Pirates a championship, though, so I feel like I'm going with the Maz home run over the Immaculate Reception. But, man, I mean, they're two of the greatest plays in sports history.
Troy is next for me. Troy is the next jersey that I want to be able to get. I'd love to meet Troy. I never had the opportunity to. That's like a bucket list item for me.
I get, like, chills when somebody will post his Hall of Fame speech.
Oh, yeah.
So good. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Let's take some calls. Your feeling on the Steelers and Vikings this Sunday. Not just any other game. The Steelers are playing this one in Dublin. What are your thoughts on it? 412-928-9370. Eric is on the Fan. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, to me, this game has Super Bowl vibes written all over it. One caller called in and predicts a blowout. Unfortunately, I kind of agree with him. And with all the emphasis on what this game means to the Rooneys and the family, and the Steelers do lose by a lot, what is that going to finally put Tomlin on the hot seat, or what's it finally going to take for change? Thank you.
So, Eric, that is a good question, because it is a game that seems to have more emphasis for the Steelers. But when you just consider the career that Mike Tomlin has had here, I'm still under the belief that really nothing will put the guy on the hot seat. But I like the question, because it's not quite a, you know, it's not a playoff game. It's not the Super Bowl. But it does feel like the Steelers have more of a care about this game in particular than another regular season game. Unless, you know, it would be like a must-win regular season game later in the season. But I would bet that if they could either pick, and I think the guys had Jason Mackey answer this yesterday, if the Steelers had the choice, if they said you could sweep the Baltimore Ravens this year, but you lose in Ireland by 2 touchdowns, or you lose both games to Baltimore and possibly embarrassed in both games, but you simply win the game in Dublin, they would pick the Dublin win. Now, that's just a guy that writes for the Post-Gazette guessing on that, but I don't think he's actually far off. I don't think our guy 93.7 the Mackey is far off there. I think this game is being held in very high regard by the Rooney family. 412-928-9370. This guy loves us on Twitter, Austin. He loves us in the YouTube chat with some of our other favorites, our buddy Johnny and Farrell. What's going on, Johnny?
Hey, bro. Never actually talked to you, so I wanted to run it by you. You already know what I'm going to say, but what do you think about us permanently going to the no huddle, especially for this game?
Ooh, I mean, I love when a team goes into more of a high-tempo offense. It's difficult to do for an entire game. Like, it's a lot easier put into, you know, like, saying that more than it is put into practice, I feel, Johnny.
Well, here's the thing, though. When we used to run it with Ben, when we had these same problems with the offensive line, it worked. And then it worked the last game. We did it on the first drive, and the linemen, remember, they were waving in at the sideline, let's get the play, let's go, let's go. They want to run it. It works. The thing is, it's predicated on having a general as a quarterback. I think we have one of the best ones, right? So yeah. It'll work, man. It worked last week. It worked every time. Look, we're not winning the Super Bowls in 05-08 if we're not running the no huddle when our line was, you know, just average to good. Ben never had great lines, maybe one or two, but it worked. And I'm telling you, it worked the other last week, and it'll work now. And we have the team for it. And I just, it might be Arthur is being too stubborn and he wants to show that his offense works, but just go to it, bro. You look like a hero.
Yeah, Johnny. I mean, I appreciate the call there. I you bring up a good point, because it does, we usually do see it work. It is tough to sustain that, though, for an entire game where the offense is just moving nonstop. I love the idea of mixing it in. Don't just make it a situational use. Like, oh, we have to be in the 2-minute offense here. It's almost halftime. Or we have to be in the 2-minute offense here. We are trying to drive and either tie the game, win the game, whatever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, middle of the second quarter, bring it out. Middle of the first quarter, hell, on the first drive. Catch the opposing defense, you know, back on its heels a little bit. I love when teams mix it in throughout a game. It's just hard to do that for every single possession. But I do feel as if the Steelers kind of have the makings of a team that could run it well, because it does all start with the quarterback who can make a quick decision and make a very quick throw. And they certainly have that in Aaron Rodgers. 412-928-9370. Charles is in Freeport. What's up, Charles?
Hey, yeah, I just want to talk about Steelers football, and I think they are going to win the game in Ireland.
What do you think the score is going to be?
We'll say 35-14.
A blowout win?
Yes.
Oh, there we go, Charles. I appreciate the call. How about that optimism, baby? 35-14. That would have us all feeling high coming in on Monday.
Well, we know Mike Tomlin loves one-score games, so anything other than that would be a stunner.
412-928-9370. Our guy Emmanuel in Carnegie. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. What do you got?
Hey, man. It's funny because you say you have FOMO. I have phobia. I'm afraid of being on planes, especially anything longer than 3 hours. So I do want to be there, but then again, I'm thinking about the 7-hour plane flight, and that's just that. I don't know. I have to conquer that phobia because I'm missing out on a lot of stuff. As it regards to the game, I had us going 11-6, going to the playoffs and winning the playoff game, but the Vikings is the one game I wrote down as a loss. Mike Tomlin, Thursday night games, Wednesday night games, 3 games in 15 days. He's not really good at getting the teams like really prepared. It's especially like on unorthodox situations like this one. I think we're going to get off to a slow start. We're going to be sleeping through the first half. Like the last two of the last three callers, I think we're going to get blown out. But just regarding the first half, I think we're going to come back, make it interesting in the second half. But I got us losing 34-27. It's going to be a great game, though.
So I appreciate the call, Emmanuel. So that sounds a lot like what happened the last couple of times they've played. Like take that 2017 game out of the equation. The Steelers actually winning that one in blowout fashion, sort of. I think 27-9 was the final score. They had that game well in hand from the word go. But two of the games I referenced last segment, that London game against the Vikings back in 2013, the last time the Steelers played on international soil, and then the game in Minnesota on Thursday Night Football back in 2021. That's how both of those games went. They fell behind early, and they fell behind by a lot. It looked like a playoff game. They were going into the halftime break down by 2 scores, and it was at some point a 3-score game. They were down 17, I believe, in London. They were down 29 in Minnesota the last time they played. And they came battling back. They made it look a whole lot closer than what the final score was. So I think that one could be pretty accurate, because I am hesitant thinking that, hey, the Steelers are putting this game with a lot of emphasis. They're going to come out firing. As much as I want to believe that will happen, look at what has happened in the playoffs, when they should have been feeling that same way, when they should have been the team, hey, we got nothing to lose. We're a huge underdog in the playoffs. They come out, they get destroyed. They are down 3 scores at halftime. They try to make it look a little bit closer than what it is. They had a couple of cosmetic touchdowns, and that's where we are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.